Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for a man they say has been robbing businesses in the Northeast and Feltonville sections of the city. Here's KYW's Sonny Morgan.
Since the first robbery on September 21st, officials say the suspect has hit seven businesses, mostly dollar stores. Captain John Craig said the suspect hit these stores around the same time.
We have had similar times, generally in the evening hours. He might think there's more cash on hand because the business has been open all day long.
According to officials, the man also has a similar pattern once he's inside. They say between 6 and 8 p.m., he approaches the cash register with an item to buy. Once it opens, he pulls a gun and asks for cash. Craig says he's gotten away with a couple $1,000 and only left two stores empty-handed. Police say the suspect started at a store on K Street and Erie Avenue before heading to two other stores on the same day in Northeast Philly. Officials say five other robberies happened in the same area along Roosevelt Boulevard and Castor Avenue. A picture of the suspect can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Police are urging anyone who recognizes the man to call them, even if the tip remains anonymous.
Philadelphia police announced two more arrests they say are connected to last month's car meetups. 21-year-old Joseph Cavanaugh from Levittown and 20-year-old James Hare of Northeast Philadelphia were arrested Friday on aggravated assault, riot, causing and risking catastrophe, and other related offenses. Authorities say they were involved in the chaos that ensued September 21st and 22nd in several sections of the city, where between 50 and 200 cars gathered in various intersections overnight. They say the groups engaged in dangerous behavior, such as setting off fireworks, the car stunt drifting, setting fires, and vandalizing police cars and city property. About a half dozen people have been arrested so far. City officials vowed to capture all of the people responsible. The 16-year-old son of an advocate for the homeless in Pottstown pleads guilty to shooting and killing a man who was living in a tent encampment there last year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Thomas Nyos pleaded guilty to third-degree murder, admitting he shot 39-year-old Jeremiah Hawkins in the face around noon on November 22nd near the Pottstown train station at Hanover and High Streets. In a plea agreement with prosecutors, Nyos will be in a juvenile facility until he turns 21 in 2029. He'll then go to an adult prison and serve a 10 to 20-year sentence, eligible for parole in 2039. Prosecutor Lauren Marvel says the agreement offers Nyos the treatment he needs while also considering the effects the murder had on Hawkins' family and on the community.
And that really impacts not just this family that's lost someone that they absolutely loved, but it impacts the feeling of community safety. Pottstown's a small community, and it impacts everyone there when there's a murder that's committed in broad daylight.
Nyos' father runs a warming center for the homeless in Pottstown. Hawkins' family members say Hawkins had an apartment in Germantown, but he preferred to stay with friends in a tent camp in Pottstown. Nyos apologized for the pain he's caused Hawkins' family, saying he knows it won't bring him back, but he hopes it helps ease their pain.
New Jersey lawmakers have advanced legislation to ensure every rape allegation in the state is promptly investigated. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with a bill sponsor who says one of the goals is to work through a backlog of cases.
This bill would codify previous directives by the state attorney general regarding the collection, storage, tracking, and processing of rape kits. State Senator Joe Cryan says this would require local, county, and state law enforcement to submit all relevant evidence to a lab within 10 days of a victim examination.
The bill actually deals with the fact that cases that go back as far as July of 2019, it requires a process now to make sure that those kits are actually analyzed appropriately and then dealt with appropriately through law enforcement.
He says some counties have been better than others at handling these cases, so it's important to have a permanent statewide policy with victims at the center of it.
To me, is frankly stunning. I didn't realize the backlog existed until the advocates had come forward.
The bill has received committee approval, and it must pass a full vote before Governor Murphy can sign it into law.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz courted donors and community leaders at two events in Philadelphia Friday. That story from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Thank you for hosting. More importantly, thank you for the work you're doing.
Governor Walz sat down with a small group of Black elected officials and business owners in West Philadelphia to underscore what he sees as the stakes in this election.
I think what's become more clear in these final days is the stark difference between the leadership and the vision and the compassion and decency of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. She's working on a to-do list for the American public. He's working on an enemies list.
Mayor Sherelle Parker, seated next to Walz, told the former teacher, Philadelphia gets the assignment.
And we plan on doing our homework. You all are giving us a new vision for our nation and a path forward, and we're going to get our homework done.
Walz was slightly more lighthearted at a fundraiser at Brooklyn Bowl in Fishtown, where he made a lot of bowling puns, vowing to strike the right tone and spare no effort before departing for Scranton.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!